beginning of Isru Chag. Okay, so today is day after Pesach.
Okay.
It appears that that Isru Chag, this is new to me. I have a new sefer. Dvorkis, we used his svar many times. Dvorkis. So he put out this year a new sefer in Pesach. In the back he has a little section on Isru Chag. And material, I never knew these things, never knew anything, but I never heard of this, is that in Yerushalayim, it used to be a minog. There are a lot of different in Yerushalayim, like Isru Chag, Halacha, minog, but they were very makpa in Yerushalayim years ago to observe Isru Chag as a festive day. People would wear big day Shabbos, would you imagine? You wear a shtreimel, and you wear your white shiny kapata, and you have a suda. What was the primary reason? You'll be shocked to hear this. It's to give kavod to their brothers in Chutz Li'aretz. Because being that they know that in Chutz Li'aretz they are observing another day. So remember, this we're talking about the Isru Chag in Eretz Yisrael is on our Acharon Shel Pesach. When you're in Chutz Li'aretz, you're observing Acharon Shel Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, they're eating chametz. They're at their computers typing emails. I get all the emails. And they're business as usual. So they felt now there's two different versions of this. One was because it was a chil Hashem, because the goyim would observe. Goyim, what kind of religion is this? You Orthodox Jews. Some of you are going to work. And and everyone else on the other side of the ocean, the other side of the border, they're all there's observance. So it caused confusion among the goyim. Anyway, since we have such a difficult time dealing with goyim, so in order to avoid to lessen the confusion, it should not be a problem for Klal Yisrael. They took it upon themselves that they should observe the day after Yom Tov as a festival, so that as a semi-festival, you do melacha, but it should look like it's a Yom Tov. In order not to create confusion. Other version I saw is nothing to do with the goyim. It's out of solidarity. If our brethren in Chutz Li'aretz are observing Yom Tov because Sfeika Diyam, because they're in Galus, and we are the fortunate ones who are living here in Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't take advantage. We shouldn't go take advantage and say, oh, we're better, we know it, we're in Eretz Yisrael. We should. You know, we should be together. There should be an achdus with our brothers in Chutz Li'aretz. We also should observe a day as a Yom Tov to show that we are considerate of their plight of being in Galus. And when I read this, I found this to be very, very interesting because I have a relative who is now in seminary in Eretz Yisrael, and I remember. And this has become now, it seems, a very, very big issue in all the seminaries. Years ago, people from the Haredi community, when you went to Eretz Yisrael, it was a dover poshut ad ma'od that if you're an American who lives in America and you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, you must observe a second day Yom Tov. Yeah. It could be that in Eretz Yisrael, they're only observing one day Yom Tov. If you're an American and you're staying in the hotel, so it's 100% Yom Tov for you, you don't do melacha, you don't put on tefillin, and you daven a nusach of Yom Tov, it's 100% Yom Tov for you. Now, over the years, I always remember, I grew up in Young Israel, many people trying to chip away at this psak. And I once read I lost it, Rav Herschel Schachter, he once wrote up the sugya from beginning to end in clear English, describing the different opinions in this matter. And he described there what has become like a minhag that has become common among some of the Americans, where they observe a day and a half, where basically they observe it as a yom chol, but they don't do melacha. They'll daven, they'll put on tefillin, but they don't do. They basically take the chumras of both. They daven the nusach of the weekday, I think, and they wear tefillin. But they don't do any malacha. They're careful not to do any malacha whatsoever. Okay, I've always grown up with people trying to chip away, and there's a sheet that holds that you only observe one day. When in Rome, you do like the Romans. Yeah. If you now are in Eretz Yisrael, and today is a Yom Chol, what's the Shaila? If you're in America, you're an American, in America, there's nothing to talk about. You have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. If now you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, you're in the Holy Land, so you observe 1 day Yom Tov. Now, that was never accepted, and when we grew up, that was never accepted, that to observe 1 day to be purely Chol. But over time, people are chipping away at this idea, and I've heard now that the big problem is in many of the seminaries, they don't know what to do with all of the American students on the second day of Yom Tov, like first day Chol Hamoed and the last day Pesach, and they're dealing with like young teenagers, like, whatever, how old are they, 18, 19 years old, girls, boys, and they have the entire society is Chol, all the pizza stores are open, all of the entertainment is in full swing, and they're trying to take these kids and say, you know, for you it's Yom Tov. So you can't go out today. You have to stay locked up indoors, and we have to find for you meals. And it is a very, very big problem among many of the seminaries, especially among the girls, much more than the boys, what to do with these kids on the second day Yom Tov and the day Acharon Shel Pesach. And because it's becoming such a big issue, you have to talk to the people the administrators, explain to you why it's so hard. They are very inclined to lean towards the new trend in halacha, it sounds very strange, of giving 1 day Yom Tov. Yes. Very inclined. And if someone of the students will tell them, well, my rabbi told me I only have to keep 1 day Yom Tov, only 1 day Yom Tov, even though I'm an American, my parents do not own property in Eretz Yisrael, and v'chulu, and my rabbi told me that I only have to keep 1 day Yom Tov, okay, very good. We're very happy to hear that from you, because it's much easier for us to accommodate you, because it's very hard to accommodate the students who are going to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So, my sister was telling, me about this, because this is something which, if you people have parents or children's seminary, ask them about this dilemma, they'll tell you all about it. It was just very shocking to me when I opened up this Sefer yesterday, and I read over here what it talks about, Ishru Chag, Achroin Shvi Shal Pesach, it's Achroin Shal Pesach, and in Yerushalayim, everyone in Yerushalayim is observing Yom Tov. The whole Yerushalayim, they're observing Isru Chag as a Yom Tov. No one goes to work. All public, all entertainment and public stores are closed. You can cook, you can do malacha, but sinner, you can do malacha. But you walk around in the street in Big Day Shabbos, and you have a suda. Why? In order to accommodate the B'nai Chutz Li'aretz. Either to acknowledge that in Chutz Li'aretz, on the other side of the ocean, there are people who are in Galus, they're observing a second day Yom Tov, or they should not be too Torahs and Klal Yisrael.
They're putting on tefillin.
What? Ein Achrami, they put on tefillin, they put on tefillin, but they don't, people put on tefillin in Chol Hamoed also, some people put on tefillin. But not to go overboard and to make the day into a full-fledged day of Chol, and today it's unbelievable, it's just the opposite. Today, to think about the Americans or the people in Chutz Li'aretz, what are you kidding? We're gonna take them into consideration. It's become such a problem is that the institutions that represent the Americans have no choice but to be matir and to allow the Americans to take it only 1 day Yom Tov because they're so outnumbered and overwhelmed by society that's only keeping 1 day Yom Tov. It's amazing how times have changed. I'll read you the words. Think I'm making this up. V'nir mizesh, inin zesh shel. I'm putting the wrong page. Sorry. Give me a moment. This is a whole different topic. It totally changed. Mikotze la kotze. Here it is. Here. Hayom shalacha chag b'chol echad mishloishes harugolim niko ishru chag. V'eretz yishol yesh lo yagim lil boish big day chag. Ulihimonea mimelachois miusorois lechvoid yom toiv shel lechvoid yom toiv shel goyle uvesefer divrei chayim v'sholom shibach esaminik hachasidim v'hayireim v'ir hakodesh yushalayim shel loivshim bigodim noim yom shalachar achag lechvoid ishuchag v'lechvoid yom toiv sheni shel acheihem shebigoyle. Unbelievable. V'gam moinim atzma mimelocha b'farhesya. The chach kosa
bin the. What's our rationale for doing it in Chutz
Lars? What?
Right. Why is there?
Einoch inami. That goes to show einoch inami that according to this approach, there is no such thing as ishru chag in Chutz Lars. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ishru Chag is a very weak Mukar. What is Ishru Chag all about? So he's starting off, he was telling you, there is no such thing in Halacha, Ishru Chag. It was a minug in Yerushalayim, the day after Yom Tov, to observe it as a holiday for one purpose only. To show solidarity with their brethren in Chutz Liaretz that are observing Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, the Chach Kosel be Befurish be Shut Tshuvas Vahanogos Chalikvei Simin Shinchov Aluf Maybe Yishev Yishleim Nogel Hilba Shtraimo or be the Shabbos Yishrichag period. Okay, so that this is an unbelievable Chiddush because today it's Mamish V'Nahapichu. V'Nahapichu, and go call up any administrator or any principal of a seminary there. Today there's a proliferation of girls' seminaries. It used to be like there's two or three seminaries, right? And the girls go to seminary. There's like cockroaches. There are so many seminaries. What?
Like Stiebel.
And the competition is ferocious.
Right.
And this is one of the major issues that they grapple with, what to do the second day Yom Tov. And this page I just read for you in this sefer, you can rip out of the book and throw and send off. The Israelis are going to observe a second day Yom Tov in order to accommodate the Bnei Chutz Liaretz. What are you, out of your mind? Not going to happen. Goodbye. Oh, as I told you, the girls are the bigger problem. The girls, they have to keep them. They have to take care of them. They keep in. But what do they do with them? So what do they do with them? The boys are closed. The girls, they keep in, but they don't want to keep because it costs them a lot of expense. They have to set them up with families. They set them up with the teachers, the principals, they set them up in their homes. But the
boys,
principals...
Some of them, they set them up if they don't have a place to go.
These are young kids. These are 18-year-old kids. The parents are scared, stiff. What's going to do with their kids? So they set them up with the teachers and with the principals. And the teachers themselves only observe one day. So what do we do with them the whole day? And, you know, these are teenagers. They're itching to use their smartphones. And they're itching to go run around and do something. And the teachers want a little vacation also. He has to make a sudas yomta for them. It's a very big issue. Talk to people who deal with this. It's a very big issue. And it's gone mikotz elakotz. Okay, that's one time.
50 years ago, one of my friends went to Israel. And he was in Eretz Yisrael that time. 3 weeks he went for the year. And he was so pissed. So I asked him what he was doing. He said, keep me one day young.
One day young.
He's a yeshiva. So what they told him was that, look, based on the Gemara Kedushin, I mean, once you go to Eretz Israel, you're not allowed to leave. So you're not allowed to leave. So therefore, basically, you are a member of Chutz Lars. So when you leave, it's not that you're having in mind to go back. You're not allowed, basically, you're not allowed to have that in mind. I mean, you can't plan to do an Avera, since it's an Avera to leave, being of sound mind the body, you're going to stay. All right, so you went home in the end, you're a chotah, but in the meantime, while you're here, you should have been here, and you're planning to move here, and that's why you're here. That was the rationale 50 years ago. That's the way the Rebbeim explained it, and the boys kept one day on.
Okay, let's go to another thing. Now, there's another interesting thing about Ishru Chag is some hold Ishru Chag is only for Shavuos. It's not for Sukkot and Pesach. And the reason is because on Pesach and Shavuos, when you come to Yerushalayim, you have to bring a carbon. You have to bring Shlom. Shalmei Chagiga. How many days can a Shlom be eaten? A Shlom can be eaten, we'll come to that in a moment. It's 2 days and one night. But most people were able to bring their carbonos on Chol Hamoy. So you finish bringing your carbon oila and your carbon shlomim on Chol Hamoyet. So when Yom Tov was over, so you're on the first plane out. Mitzvah Yom Tov, you're on the plane out. Shavuos, you can't bring, you don't generally bring your private carbonos on Shavuos. You're bringing carbon oil, you can't bring carbon oil on Yom Tov. You're only bringing carbon oil on Chol. So when was the day when everyone who came to be oil level brought their carbonos? The day after Shavuos. It's called the Yom Tovoach, the day of sacrifice. So on Shavuos here, since it's only one day and there is no Chol HaMoed, you have no choice but to bring the Korbanos on the day after Shavuos. So since the whole Klal Yisrael is busy bringing Korbanos on the day after Yom Tov, it became a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael.
That's why people don't say Tachlum a whole week or something.
Tashlumen for 7 days. But the Ikar day was the first day. Pesach and Sukkot, you don't have that issue. Everyone had plenty of time to bring the Korbanos on Chol HaMoed. Menela, there is no din of Ishu Chag on Pesach and Sukkot, so therefore you can go to work right away and there's no issue whatsoever. Halacha l'maaseh, so we don't accept that. The rice is the Yerushalmi says Ishu Darsh is the pasuk Ishu Chag ba'avoisim ad kanos ha'mespeach. The Gemara is a drash and says anyone, when you read the words of the Gemara, it's machlokes what it means in the Gemara. I keep on losing the page. I keep on turning by itself. Maybe that's a sign that wants me to go. It says in the Gemara, it's also the wrong page. Where does it go? Where does it go? That page. Oh, here it is, okay. The Gemara says, Yerushalmi calls Ishu Chag, he calls it Brei Demoada, the son of the festival. When the festival is over, there's a son. Today is the Brei Demoada. And the Gemara's drasha really is Ishru Chag ba'avoisim ad karnos ha'mizbech. What does this mean, this pasuk? Tie up, bind to the festival with ropes. Take ropes and connect yourself, tie yourself with ropes until the corners of the mizbech. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishum Rabbi Rashvi. Kol lo'isa isru l'chag. Anyone who connects himself to the Yom Tov, meaning the day after Yom Tov is over, you continue to be merry, you continue to celebrate the Yom Tov, be'achila ushasiya, with eating and drinking. So the pasuk includes ad karnos hamizbech male olav hakosav ki ilu bonem mizbeach vehikriv olav karbon. It's as if you built a mizbeach and you offered a sacrifice. Now, what does that mean? So I heard yesterday, I went yesterday to Nil Sachak in Shul, so they said, what does it mean mizbeach? When you bring a karbon, when you finish bringing the carbon, is there anything left from it? No. You have an animal, you put it on the mizbeach, it gets burnt. It's ash, it's gone. The hides go to the kohanim, the meat you eat, whatever the situation is. But when you build the mizbeach, it lasts forever. It lasts forever. If a person celebrates Ishu Chag, you celebrate the Yom Tov by continuing the celebration and the extra day, it shows that you mechaved, you appreciate, you love, you love the Yom Tov. It's as if you have a permanent zecher for the Yom Tov. As if you built a mizbeach. A mizbeach is something which is permanent, and upon that mizbeach, you have continuous sacrifices. You're able to continuously offer sacrifices to Hashem. One quick idea, which really I like, it caught my attention. And that is are you allowed today? Ask you a question. Are you allowed today to eat matzah? Anyone have any left of the matzah? So you go home today, are you allowed to? Are you allowed to take out some shatz of matzah, some machine matzah, and eat matzah today? Why not? Let me ask you another question. Shmini Atzeres. Are you allowed to sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres? So it's machloikas, the chassidim, why is it that the Litva Sho'elam don't sit in the sukkah? Why don't the Litvak sit in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres? Bal Toysef. If you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you're over an Isser Do'iraisa Bal Toysef. Hashem said you sit in the sukkah for 7 days and not eight. If I'm going to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, I am adding to what the Torah said not to do. Don't lo'isa sifu olav. Lo'isigdu mimenu v'lo'isa sifu olav. If you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres l'shein mitzvah sukkah, you make a bracha l'shein v'sukkah l'chol hades y'over on the Isser Do'iraisa of Baal Toysef. Okay, even those who sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres don't make a bracha l'shein v'sukkah. They just make believe, oh, it's nice in the sukkah, so just in case, take a diyoma. But if you make a bracha l'shein v'sukkah, you would just over on the Isser Do'iraisa, besides the bracha l'vatala, on Isser Do'iraisa Baal Toysef. Eating matzah today, l'cha'oira, should be no different than sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So if you go home today and take out a piece of matzah and eat the matzah, l'cha'oira, y'oira, and isa deraisa bal toysef. Isn't that a good kasha? Well, you hear that kasha before?
Because it was the first kasha. Kula matzah,
why is it different than l'shei basukkah? Leishayva Sukkah. So the answer is really what you said. There's a fundamental difference. So here's the answer. It's a very powerful answer, very interesting answer, and there's a lot of lumens in this answer. General question: is there a mitzvah to eat matzah all 8 days, all 7 days of Pesach?
No.
The answer is big machlokes. The gros machlokes. Some the first night for sure. The other 6 days, there are two opinions. Some say there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. The mitzvah only the first night. If you want to eat, you have no choice. You can't eat chametz, so you have no choice but to eat matzah. But it's getting a mitzvah to eat matzah. You have a mitzvah of simchas yomtiv. You have a gesud of simchas yomtiv. Simach bechagecha. But the same the kind of mitzvah rice like achilas matzah. No. The mitzvah bo erev toich lematzahs. Then there's the gra. There's the gra that says no. There's a mitzvah de oraisa. It's niram chuyiv too. Niram chuyiv. But every kazai is matzah. You mekayim a mitzvah de oraisa achilas matzah every single day of the 6 days, the additional 6 days of Pesach. But you're not mechuyiv too. If you want to, you get a mitzvah. If you don't want to, you don't get a mitzvah. But you don't get an aver. I have no obligation. Sukkah. If you want to eat on Sukkot, if you want to eat, are you allowed to eat outside the Sukkah? No such thing. If you're going to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah. The eating in the Sukkah for 7 days of Sukkot is much, much more powerful than the mitzvah deraisa of eating matzah on 7 days of Pesach. On Sukkot, you have no choice. You have to eat in the Nimela. If you eat in the Sukkah on the 8th day of the Shem Sukkah, because you have to eat for 7 days. Shivas Yom Toicha Olav Matzos does not mean you have to eat matzah. The first night you have to. The other days, listen, if you want to eat matzah, you'll get credit, but you have no obligation. Mimela, being that the mitzvah saseh is inherently weak, so I don't really have to really define the lundis. If you'll now eat matzah on day 8, you're not going to be chayiv and it's about toisef eating matzah for an additional day. So therefore, there's no harm done today in eating matzah on the 9th day of Pesach. There's no harm done, even though you ate for the last 7 days, because the fact that you ate matzah the additional 6-7 days, that's not because you have a chayiv to eat matzah. That's because I'm getting a mitzvah. I'm maybe getting a mitzvah to eat matzah. I'm a chayiv. So since the starting point is where there is no chayiv, you can't go tell me now that when you go do it in addition on the day after Pesach, you're going to be chayif about toisef. You're not even chayif to eat matzah on the other 6 days.
Right.
And but Sukkah is much worse. Because
right.
Sukkah you have a chayif. So that's why there is no problem today eating matzah outside, eating matzah today after Pesach is over. All right, we'll stop over here.
That's why the Sfarim actually...